So the liturgy today said very clearly, keep the homily short to the point, so I'll try my best. Archbishop Fu Tenshin, the servant of God, once said, all came to live. One man came to die. Jesus came to die for us. But we, as human beings, all want to live. Why is Good Friday good? It is only good is because true love vindicated over evil. And instead of reacting to what had been given to him by those who hated him with an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth mentality, Jesus chose to die for us. Good Friday is good because Jesus is good, because his love for us is real, and because by the shedding of his blood, he has sanctified, redeemed, and transformed the evil given to him. All want to live. Jesus, as the human beings, we have heard through the gospel account, wanted to live too. He have asked his heavenly Father to take away the cup many times, but not according to his will, but according to the heavenly Father's will. How many of us can do that our very own self? The answer is very hard. We do not want things to fall apart, and we get very irritated or distraught, or we lose heart when things don't go our way. We feel that God had abandoned us, and somehow God is smiting us. If things don't go our way, then God must have failed to love us. Then God must have failed to prove himself worthy of our love. If this is our standard of judgment, if this is our criterion of what it means to love, then Jesus would be the greatest failure of all. Jesus failed miserably, outcast, abandoned, forgotten, ignored, rejected, and to be left on the cross to die. Not just an easy death, but a death that was reserved for the most outrageous criminals in the Roman Empire. Hanging on the cross, not just for a few minutes, but for almost 6 hours, he died in anguish, in pain, in abandonment, in rejection. And in the midst of all of this, he chose to love. He chose to respond with greater love than the evil given to him. So, what can we do? In the midst of all these things that are going on in our life, and in the mystery of Good Friday itself, we're called to be silenced. Not with the silence of the world, but the silence of spirit. The world seems to be very vocal when it can cast stones and throw stones at other people to hurt other people. But when it comes time for us to truly sacrifice ourselves, to die to ourselves, and to truly choose something greater, the world is silence. Because it's not popular to sacrifice. It's not popular to die to oneself. It's not popular to seek the truth. But Jesus did not care about the silence of the crowd who only care to say, crucified him, but remained silent when he was unjustly condemned. Jesus was silent because, first of all, he was in anguish and in pain, but he also was silent most of the time in order to teach us that there is a mystery there, and it takes the stillness of the heart to see this mystery in love. And in the silence of Good Friday, we see Mother Mary too. She didn't say anything. She stood by the cross. She walked next to her son. She cried with Jesus in silence. We're called to then turn to Our Lady of Silence, to stand by the foot of the cross, even when it hurts so much, to stand by the foot of the cross and look up to Jesus and said, Lord, I love you because I know you have loved me. To stand by the foot of the cross, even when things don't make sense, even when everyone rejected, abandoned, forgotten, ignored the truth, to stand by the foot of the cross and to receive the wonder and awe of God's divine love for us that redeem us, that save us, transform us, and give us new life. To stand by the foot of the cross in silence, to know that Good Friday is good because Jesus is good and His love for us is real, and only by abiding in His love can we truly become good in becoming more Christ-like, dying to ourselves so that we can give life to others as well.